Hi, everybody. My name is Jim Shear, and welcome to the free-for-all on Milk It Radio, giving you new music and older music for your 4th of July weekend. On today's episode of the free-for-all, I will talk about the brand new Apple Music streaming service, which had a couple of hiccups at the beginning, and I'm also going to talk about the brand new movie Creed. It is not a documentary on the rock band Creed. It's actually a brand new Rocky movie about Apollo Creed's son. And before we get to all of that, let us get to the music. In this first batch of songs, you are going to hear Seesaw from Swami John Rhys and The Blind Shake off of their album Modern Surf Classics, which is one of my favorite albums of 2015. And the title, Modern Surf Classics, is quite literal because if you imagine those old school surf rock instrumentals, this album is like that, but with a heavier 2015 twist. And you might be familiar with John Rhys because he is the frontman of Rocket from the Crypt. And I think he also plays the Swami in Yo Gabba Gabba. But before we hear that, you should know that I'm on a big Years and Years kick. They're my favorite new act of 2015. Next week, they finally put out their debut album, Communion. And from it, here is the song King on the free-for-all. And while you're listening to this track, tell me that Michael Jackson wouldn't do his thing on this song.
I caught you watching me under the light. Can I be alive? They say it's easy to leave you behind. I don't wanna try. Cut cover, take that test. Hold courage to your chest. Don't wanna wait for you.
Seesaw. your direction. Hit the pedal, cross my direction.
Chicken.
Of Don't Play No Game That I Can't Win from the Beastie Boys featuring Santa Gold. And a few years ago, when that song was officially released as a single during the summertime, I can't believe more radio stations didn't pick that up. That should have been a song of the summer contender, but sometimes the world just doesn't get it. In our next batch of songs, all of these bands have something in common. They're all great rock bands. I would say all politically minded rock bands, and all of these bands hadn't put out an album in over a decade until this year. So let me set it up from last to first. You're gonna hear City on the Hill from Desaparecidos off of their album Payola, which just came out last week. They hadn't put out an album in 13 years. Before that, you're going to hear Superhero from Faith No More off of their new album, Soul Invictus. Faith No More didn't put out an album for 18 years. I was shocked. you know, after 12 and 13 years, you say to yourself, they might tour again, but they're never going to put out an album again. In 2015, they did. And right now, I've got Elektra from Refused off their brand new album, Freedom, their first album since 1998. And here's another cool little tidbit to add. Later this month, Faith No More and Refused will be out on tour together. So here is Elektra from Refused on the Free For All. Parasitos, who just got done playing two very small shows in New York City, but they will be back later in the summer to play Webster Hall, which of course is a bigger show. And right now I want to talk about Apple Music, which just launched this Tuesday. A lot of people saying it's going to change the game. It's the beginning of the end of music ownership. And I've said it before on the free-for-all, I like buying music. I like owning songs, but I'm curious, and it is free for the first 3 months. So on Tuesday when I woke up, I went to log on and it wasn't operational yet. I guess it launched around noon, maybe. And around that time, still couldn't log on. Had to update my operating system, had to update my iTunes. I think it was up to iTunes 12.1, but you needed iTunes 12.2, which was unavailable. Long story short, later that evening, when they ironed out all the wrinkles, I was able to peruse Apple Music. And I was thinking about this. I don't know if a critique from me would do you any good, because we all listen to music differently these days. And if you told someone that 40 years ago, they'd be like, well, what are you talking about? You listen to music on a record player. No, some people listen on Spotify. Some people like Tidal. Some people like Apple Music. So what I did was, I did a little focus group research with a tech-savvy 28-year-old who likes music. And I said, hey, Tim, his name was Tim, what do you think of Apple Music? And he said, well, it's a little bit cumbersome. I haven't figured it out yet. And if he can't figure it out, I'm screwed. Right now, since it is 4th of July weekend, I have put together a mini 4th of July block. I've got Louder Than a Bomb from Public Enemy, a different take on a 4th of July theme song. But before that, Saturday in the Park from Chicago. Enjoy. Singing Italian songs. It could
matters from the bottom of hell. Cause the black is back and it's bound to sell. Picture us cooling out on the 4th of July. And if you heard we were celebrating, that's a worldwide lie. Yo, Chuck, the Fat Daddy Rules, man, trying to pull a 226 on you, G. Yo, man, show 'em what you got. Show 'em what you got.
This style seems wild. Wait before you treat me like a stepchild. Let me tell you why they got me on file. Cause I give you what you lack. Come right in exact. Our status is the status, so I care where you at, black. And at home, I got a call from Tony Rome. The FBI was tapping my telephone. I never live alone. I never walk alone. My posse's always ready and they're waiting in my zone. Although I live the life that of a resident, but I be knowing the scheme that of the president. Tapping my phone. Who's cruel abuse? I stand accused of doing harm. A rock hard trooper to the bone, a bone, a bone. Full grown, consider me stone. Once again, and I say it for you to know. The troop is always ready. I am Geronimo, your CIA. You see, I ain't kidding. Both K and X, they got rid of both. A story untold, true but unknown. Professor Griff knows.
Yo, I ain't no toast.
And not the bragging, I'm boasting. And plus, it ain't no secret why the tap on my phone. And though I can't keep it a secret, so I decided to kick it, yo. And yes, it weighs a ton, I say it once again. I'm called the enemy, I'll never be a friend of those with closed minds. And know that I'm rapid, the way that I rap it is making them tap it, yeah. Never serving them well, cause I'm an uncom. It's no secret at all, cause I'm rapping in a bomb. Cause they're checking my code. Am I bugging? Cause they're bugging my phone for information. No telling who's selling that power, building the nation. So joining the set, the point blank target. Every brother's inside, so least not to forget. No, taking a blame is not a waste. Here takes a bit of a soul, so you can never be wrong. Just a bit of advice, cause we be paying a price. Cause every brother man's life is like swinging a dice, right? Here it is once again. This is the brother, the Terminator, the cutter. Going on, and leave alone the throne. Get it straight in 88, and I'll troop it to demonstrate. The posse always ready, 98 and 98. My posse comes quick because my posse got velocity. Tapping my phone, never leave me alone. I'm even lethal when I'm unarmed. You could come and get some of this. I teach and speak, so when it's spoken, it's no joke. The voice of choice to play shakes with bass. Call one
for the treble.
The rhythm is the rebel. Here's a funky rhyme that they're tapping on. Just thinking I'm breaking the beats I'm rapping on. CIA, FBI, all they tell us is lies. When I say it, they get alarmed. Cause I'm louder than a bomb.
You might be whole world.
July from Khalees off of her 2010 album Flesh Tone. Fitting that I played that song this weekend, right? Coming up, I've got This Summer's Gonna Hurt Like a Mother from Maroon 5. And I know what some of you are saying. Jim, that's pop, man. That's top 40 garbage. It is top 40. I wouldn't call it garbage. Here's the thing. The first time I heard the track, I thought it was from an MGMT type of band. And think about it. After MGMT's successful debut album, if they didn't get so experimental and they embraced the mainstream, they would be making music like this. And I think it's a catchy song. And for those of you who hate Maroon 5, I'm telling you, man, in 5 or 10 years, there's gonna be a shift and they will be headlining Coachella. Mark my words. Before that, though, I've got Party Zoot / Learning to Love from La Priest. This is the solo project of Samuel Eastgate, former frontman of Late of the Pier. And after he left that act, I guess he went on a spiritual journey and he started ghost producing for people. So maybe he produced some songs that you guys heard on Top 40 Radio. I don't know. But I do know that I have Party Zoot / Learning to Love from La Priest right now on the free-for-all.
You've waited long forever. A heart is worth the weather. You should go out and get her and learn to love together.
Think about was how they set me apart. I never knew a killer whale who has so much bark. The heart of a lion, I'm sharp as a dart. And it took me a long while to master the art.
Yeah, why?
I do it all for you. I'm AC alone, how can I be a service? What else do you need besides superb wordage? Man, I stay heated like a burn from the furnace. My shoes always rhyme, same color as my shirt is. I ride authentic, always all in it. Outside the law, raw, never fall timid. Always ahead of myself, pushing past the limit. We talked about the freestyle, now it's an epidemic.
Yeah!
I do it all for you, I do it all for you, I do it all for you. I walked a long mile just because I had to. I'll be glad to add to the pot if I have to. In a situation no nerf that I can't adapt to, I do what I got to and a little with that too. I am what I am, but there ain't all I can be. I spend a lifetime trying to pick up the family. I leave them with their eyes open wider than Bambi. They don't understand me, that's why they abandoned me.
Yeah! Yes, man!
I do it all for you, I do it all for you, I do it all for you.
I'm not a yes.
I'm always on deck, stand ready to bust it up. Work hard, play hard, never a customer. Skills stay hard to get the party for sustenance. Man, I'm on the grind, I'm a non-stop hustler. I fight the fight that nobody will fight, though. Despite those fools that be trying to bite, though. I'm like no other MC on the mic, bro. I might go psycho, keeping it tight, though.
One, two. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I do it all for you. I do it all for you. I do it all for you.
No gun.
guts, no glory, it's the same old story. Blowing out with my nightstick, cruising a corridor. They always wanna ask why you swinging that sword of yours. Cause I'm a warrior, killing them more and more. Who you gonna call when there's so many to choose from? You win some, lose some, now who wanna do some? I knew somebody would be trying to prove some. No, I gotta move some and give you a new some.
Yeah!
I do it all for you, I do it all for you. Yeah, I'll put a fire to the house that Jack built. A rose on the grave of the people that cracked it. My name on my bucket when I'm wearing my black belt. I give you half the world, now tell me how that felt. Cause anywhere you go, I'll be right behind you. And if you don't know, then I gotta remind you. Hold on to your parachute and jump when it's time to. Cause I was designed to have the people to rhyme to.
No shit! Yeah!
No! I do it all for you. I do it all for you.
Such a good song. AC Alone and RJD2 off of their 2006 album, Magnificent City. And right now, I gotta talk about the brand new Rocky movie, Creed, coming out this November. I grew up watching Rocky movies, and this film both excites and scares the crap out of me. And here's why. I hated Rocky V. And for years, I thought that was going to be how the series ended. And thank God Sylvester Stallone made Rocky Balboa, and I thought that was a great movie. I thought that was a perfect way to end the series. And the one and only time I met Sylvester Stallone, I told him that, and he said that film, more than any film in his career, is the one he's most proud of. But he decided to dust off the franchise again, and here are my initial thoughts after viewing the trailer. Last time Rocky trained someone was in Rocky V, and that didn't end so well. And I always said to myself, Rocky movies don't work unless Rocky's actually fighting inside of a ring. I do like that they are continuing with the storyline from Rocky Balboa. He's still working in the restaurant. Michael B. Jordan, by the way, I love Michael B. Jordan as an actor, so that gives me hope about this new film. And there's a scene in the trailer where he's in the restaurant looking at a picture of Rocky and Apollo, and he's like, yo, this is from so-and-so round, and Rocky says, well, how do you know that? And he's like, because he's my dad. So I do like that Rocky's still living in Philly, still working at the restaurant. I wonder if Steps is going to be in this movie. A scene that I don't like in the trailer is when Michael B. Jordan says, a great fighter once said, it's not how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. Now, that was a memorable quote from the film Rocky Balboa, and a lot of people jumped on that quote, and now you'll see it being played during timeouts at sporting events. But the thing is, that was a quote that Rocky said between him and his son. So how would Michael B. Jordan know that Rocky Balboa said that, unless Rocky Balboa says that to everybody? And I think those are all the notes I have on Creed coming out this November. And in honor of that movie, here is a song from my band, Deck of Jack, called, fittingly, Apollo Creed.
He's the master of disaster, the king of sting. He's the Count of Monte Cristo. He's Apollo Creed. Apollo Creed. The red, white, and blue trunks. The George Washington wig. He's Apollo Creed. Apollo Creed. When you're raining down left, hook, right, cross, jab, uppercut, rope, a dope. Apollo Creed. Apollo Creed. Not snails, nails. Nails. Stallion Apollo Creed. Apollo Creed. You see, when I was a little kid, man, I watched Rocky. Apollo Creed, he was a tad bit cocky. I wanted The Rock to knock his block off. Hit him so hard, he'd knock his red striped socks off. But then I got older and I realized that Apollo Creed wasn't such a bad guy. I mean, brash, yeah, arrogant, maybe. But confidence flowed through his veins like gravy. Apollo Creed dancing around, getting on down with my man James Brown. And this is for those story goes, you see, Creed beat Rocky, Rocky beat Creed, Rocky beat Clubber Lang at the end of Rocky 3, and then Drago beat Apollo, Rocky beat Drago, and Rocky 5 sucked cause it didn't have Apollo.
See, we're born with a killer instinct that you can't just turn off and on like some radio. protection, because we're the warriors. And without some challenge, without some damn war to fight, then the warrior may as well be dead, Stallion.
I want to be Apollo Creed, you see. We need to be Apollo Creed and be. I need to be Apollo Creed, you see. We need to be Apollo Creed! The wooden arm, don't be a damn fool. Apollo what?
Pedestrian at Best from Courtney Barnett off of her full-length debut album, Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. That is going to do it for another episode of the Free For All. Next week, we are on vacation, so I will see you the following week. And if you guys need to get a hold of me, I am on Twitter at Jim Shear. And I've decided to end today's episode with a song that for many years was my unofficial 4th of July jam. I'm talking about Good from Better Than Ezra off of their 1995 album Deluxe. And 20 years later, I'm still waiting for the deluxe version of Deluxe. So enjoy it right now. Have a safe and fun 4th of July weekend. And until next time, my name is Jim Shear, and I will see yins later.
Looking around the house, hidden behind the window and the door, searching for signs of life, but there's nobody home. Well, maybe I'm just too sure, or maybe I'm just too frightened by the sound.
Beginning right there, right?